Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says a group of 100 soldiers from the Russian Wagner mercenary group have moved closer to the Belarusian city of Grodno, near the Polish border. Poland, a former Warsaw Pact member who has been a full member of the US-led NATO military alliance since 1999, has been concerned about the possible spillover of the war in Ukraine onto its territory. The mercenaries have been crucial in military operations since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Following a mutiny against Russia's military leadership, they were asked to leave for Belarus. But Poland remains concerned that they will remain a tool by Moscow to destabilize the region. The concerns came as fighting intensified inside Ukraine, with Russia claiming its forces struck a command post in Ukraine's city of Dnipro on Friday. However, Kiev maintains that a missile hit an apartment block there, wounding 9 people, including 2 children. Elsewhere, Ukrainian authorities said an engineer at Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia, which has been occupied by Russia, is being subjected to torture following his abduction last month. Amid the setbacks, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops in advanced positions near the eastern Bakhmut front line on Saturday. Earlier, he visited a damaged cathedral and medical center in Odessa following Russian strikes there. He also found time to sign into law that moves the official Christmas Day state holiday from January 7th to December 25th to protest Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Kiev says that for centuries, first Imperial Russia and then the Moscow-dominated Soviet Union had tried to control Ukraine. This included the imposed authority of the Russian Orthodox Church over Ukraine's churches. But in 2019, the recently formed Orthodox Church of Ukraine was granted independence by Ecumenical Patriarch Bartolomeev, the spiritual leader of Orthodox Christians worldwide.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.